Lecture topic, abstinence from sin.
Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He was the principal of Darul Deoband approximately 60 years. So when he had visited England, so now he was departing. So at the time of departure, they asked him for some advice. So he had spent some time observing what is there, and he passed away about maybe more than 40 years ago. So we're talking about something that happened more than about maybe 45, 50 years ago. Allah knows exactly the time. So at that time now, when he was departing, so they asked him, whoever was there, somebody asked him for some advice now as a person of this great personality is leaving now after spending some time in this country. So what advice can he now leave them with? So on that occasion now, again, bearing in mind we're talking about something more than 45 years ago. So he said, a person in this country, now he's talking about England at that time, person in this country, if he keeps up with the faraiz, the wajibat, and obviously comes alongside with this, the sunnat muakkada cannot be compromised. In any case, he said the faraiz and wajibat, and he stays away from sin, then I think in this time he is the wali of the time. Now previously, people who had reached high levels, so you would find in their lives great amount of mujahada and sacrifice in exerting themselves in a lot of amal, which was mashallah, a tremendously great thing. But his words were that if a person in this time now, he's talking about that England of 45 years ago, which now applies to whether it's South Africa or whether any other, probably most parts of the world, that if a person stays firmly and with istiqamat on the faraiz, the wajibat, and as mentioned that the sunnahs come along with it, and staying away from sin, then he'll be the wali of the time. So what we discussed yesterday was the same point, that one is, mashallah, exerting oneself in righteous deeds, which is a very good thing, and this doesn't mean that a person should neglect his ma'amulat, not have any tilawat in his life, not have any dhikr, because that is where the weakness will set in from. When he neglects all this, then the weakness sets in, and then the doors for all the whispers of shaitan get thrown wide open, and one thing leads to another then. So that is very necessary for our spiritual nourishment. But in any case, this is the primary thing. This is the foundation for the progress, that a person has now firmly establish himself on the aspects that are necessary and obligatory, compulsory, and the biggest aspect in his life is thereafter his effort to stay away from everything that Allah has forbidden. That is the super highway to get close to Allah Ta'ala. That is the fastest lane to reach Allah Ta'ala without any issues. And being insan, Allah forbid, if there was some slip up somewhere, then without any hesitation and any delay, sincere tawbah. Then inshallah, the person's path to progress is wide open. This is what we have to keep reminding ourselves about. When we move ahead, then this is the path. So, without this, without the effort to abandon all haram and sin, without the effort to abandon whatever displeases Allah Ta'ala, then no matter how much amal we can continue trying to increase, but without this, we're not going to get anywhere. This is essential. Allah Ta'ala give us that.